Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Gabon for an update. There's much to discuss. The Mayor is Kevin Beattie. He joins us again this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, you've had all and sundry there, including the Prime Minister, the Premier, every politician that can get a photo opportunity. They've been coming out there to have a look around Yugara. But quite seriously, how's the clean-up going?
Yeah, Gilly, look, the clean-up's going well and continues as we speak, naturally. A lot of work has been done there. So the difference between the devastation Tuesday a week ago through to now today on Thursday is quite incredible. The community spirit, the people that have come from far and wide to help with the clean-up, be it manual labour or with machinery and trucks, is just, it's mind-blowing. And that's the community and Australian spirit is really shone through here. In all of our communities, not just Yugara, people have come from everywhere to help. All our flood-affected areas, Marlong, Canoundra, Kidal, Benelja, it's just quite incredible. And the stories that are coming out of near misses and bravery, and as I said, we unfortunately lost two lives, which is adds to the tragedy, that we could have lost a lot more.
Imagine if this had happened at night in the middle of the night, it would have been an absolute tragedy. Now we know what's happening in Yugara, and the cleanup will continue for weeks and months ahead. How's Marlong, Canoundra and Kidal faring? Are they all back to normal as much as they can be, or is it still continuing there?
Yeah, look, as much as they can be, there's still obviously the heavy lifting in the cleanup that's taken place, but there's still lots of cleaning up to be done, and even places, Neil, which is not forgotten, but, you know, the cleanup comes into the CBD areas, comes into the residential areas, but we've got a lot of our recreational areas, a lot of our farming land downstream. We've got farmers that have the contents from supermarkets, shops, houses strewn across their paddocks as well. So that cleanup's going to be long and very tiring, but we'll get there.
Yeah. I saw some remarkable stories about the supermarket there in Marlong getting back up online fairly quickly. I mean, after it lost everything, lost all its power, all its gear, all the product, all the electronic tills and all that, all wiped out, and they've almost got themselves back up and running again.
Yeah, almost. My information is within a couple of days they will be up and running with majority of basic products. But yeah, they've called upon staff from either other stores. They own a couple other stores away, and they've bought fridges and electronic equipment to trade and shelving and so on. Mm-hmm. And so, which is just wonderful, you know, that they're able to do that and get back up and running to support the community with products. So that's the same across the shore. A lot of businesses have just got up and running with basic needs, and yeah, look, it's just fantastic. And once again, I'll draw attention back to that community and Australian spirit.
Yeah, I ran into a few of the lads from the Parkview Hotel here in Orange, and I said, "Where have you blokes been?" They said, "Oh, we've been out at Yugara helping with the cleanup." There was six, seven, eight, nine of them, I think there was. And, you know, it's just that's it exactly, that Australian spirit, that community spirit, and it's particularly strong here in the Central West. All right, moving along, there's a couple of things still going ahead. The Kidal Twilight Markets, they're on for this Saturday night. That is still pressing on?
Yeah, mate, very important events coming up, especially given what we've been through in the last week. Yeah, the Kidal Twilight Markets, it's an important event. The markets are free from this Saturday from 4 p.m. through to 11 p.m. at the old Corden store in the main street. The day will feature market stalls, food, vendors, drinks, free family entertainment, live music, jumping castles, and much, much more. Sandra and Mrs. Claus may even pay a visit for some photos for the kids. So fantastic. It should be a fantastic night there. Look, entry is free, but we're asking people to register so to grab your free ticket on council's website.
Yeah, that makes good sense. And also coming up, the Marlong Christmas Shopping Evening.
Yeah, Marlong Shopping Evening on Friday the 2nd of December is still going ahead, so 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Down the main street in historic Bank Street. The street will be closed off to all traffic and will feature various markets and food, dance, music. And once again, that fellow in the red suit will make an appearance. So this event is also free, but we still do ask you if you can go to council website and grab your free tickets.
Okay, fantastic. I'm with the Mayor of Cabon. It is Kevin Beattie. Thank you for your time as always, mate. Take care.
Thank you, Gilly. And just one final thing. Can I extend a massive thank you to the wider community of our wonderful region for all their help in our flooded towns. Thank you, mate.